Hi, this is Patrick Sherritt. Can you remember a time when you felt really confident? What was happening? Were you trying to do something that was a challenge and you knew without a doubt that you could achieve it? What do you think allowed you to feel so assured of success? Well, in this topic, we're going to delve into the psychology of what confidence is, how you get it, and how you can deliberately improve it by the way that you think and act. What is confidence? Have you ever seen people do crazy things like skydiving? They say it's a great confidence booster, as if jumping out of an aeroplane is going to make you feel great about yourself. But the funny thing is, it does. Now, why is that? Confidence, or the feeling of being confident, is determined by your positive expectation for success. And when you believe that something you're about to do will work out, you usually experience a feeling of confidence. Now, psychologists believe that feeling confident comes from two interrelated psychological principles that develop from your interaction and sense of belonging with other people. Now, these two principles are your self-esteem and your self-efficacy. Now, self-efficacy is your beliefs about your ability to cause the kind of life that you want. When you have high self-efficacy, usually have high levels of achievement and therefore develop confidence from each experience. Self-esteem is the evaluation that you give to who you are as a person. In other words, it's the thoughts and feelings of being worthy. Your self-worth, which is formed early on through your interactions with other people. So as you get older, it develops and changes throughout your life depending on your experiences. Low self-esteem affects all areas of your life. If you've had a hard time and you do not feel good about yourself, your esteem level becomes low and your confidence will also diminish. And this causes you to not expect high standards. You aim low and you take whatever comes because anything is good enough. You may not particularly care about making new friends or being treated well by others. You may not expect high academic standards or want to try harder in class. It's very hard to feel a sense of confidence about life when your feelings of self-worth, your esteem level, is low. Now, the great news is that you can start to improve your confidence and self-esteem deliberately, despite what difficulty you have or have had in the past. The funny thing about building confidence is that it happens after you have taken action. If you stand around feeling uncomfortable about a situation, you achieve nothing. You have to take action and just get on with it. Now, it may seem scary sometimes, but you do need to learn to feel the fear and do it anyway. This approach improves your self-esteem. You feel proud of yourself because you took on a challenge or insecurity and you overcame it. So how to improve confidence and self-esteem? Well, the way you interact with others is crucial to improving your confidence and self-esteem because your mind and your body are interconnected. Try changing your thoughts and feelings by changing your body's state. Try this. Walk around purposefully, head up, shoulders back, breathing deeply and smiling to people as you go. Now, this type of physical exercise releases brain chemistry that makes you feel good. Support your confident walk with positive self-talk like, I feel great, or I like who I am. And as you rehearse these statements in your mind, people pick up on your optimism through your body language. And they're more likely to respond in positive ways. This improves your sense of belonging, which enhances your self-esteem and in turn your confidence. Another thing that improves confidence is good preparation. If you have a performance coming up, maybe like an exam, for example, where the thought of it makes you feel nervous, do as much preparation as possible. Then mentally rehearse your performance. Like visualizing yourself, looking at ease, but more importantly, feeling the emotion of confidence while you rehearse in your mind being in the exam. Now, this kind of mental preparation is a powerful tool for building confidence because your brain wires in the positive response you want when you imagine it repeatedly. Now, fear of failure is a common reason why people lack confidence, yet it's possible to reframe fears in your own mind. Ask yourself these questions. What is the worst thing that can happen? Are people really going to care if I mess up? Are they more likely to appreciate that you gave it a go? Now use these questions to help reframe in your mind any fears that you have. Now try to see them in a positive light. Here are a few helpful ways to think about failure. Failure gives you experiences with important learning. Failure tests your willingness to persevere. Failure makes you mentally tough and more resilient. Failure improves your chances of succeeding next time. When you do overcome fears, celebrate and learn to appreciate yourself by creating, say, a feel-good folder of all your achievements. Include in this folder positive testimonials from others, photographs of amazing experiences, or talents you have. Now dip into this often and enjoy the positive feelings that it invokes. When you really think about how totally unique you are, your self-esteem and ultimately your confidence will get a huge boost. But do it regularly. In a nutshell, the best ways to build confidence and self-esteem is to try many different experiences with other people and try not to let your fears or insecurities hold you back. Every experience you have throughout school and throughout life after school will help you get to know yourself better. As you develop a strong sense of who you are and where you belong, you'll learn to interact with people easily without comparison. Your self-esteem will be naturally high and you'll exude a feeling of confidence that makes life interesting and fun. As the famous professional development trainer Dale Carnegie says, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy." So here's an overview of what I've just spoken about. Confidence comes from your level of self-esteem and self-efficacy. Your efficacy and your esteem develop through your sense of belonging. Your confidence and self-esteem develop after you take action. Try walking and thinking with confidence and notice people's reaction to you. Good preparation helps improve your confidence. Work to reframe any fears in your mind. Create a feel-good folder to remind you how unique and valuable you are. And try lots of different experiences. Be curious and give things a go. This is Patrick Sherritt. I hope you found this useful.